Now, the greatest source of national pride in Greece is its ancient past. The government has traditionally supported archaeological digs and research, but more recent news has interfered with that. Since its debt crisis started in 2010, Greece's government has cut the culture ministry's budget in half, and as a result, Greek archaeologists are scrambling to find private funding. But there's a problem. Strict laws say the state must own the antiquities. Joanna Kakissis reports.
About 7 years ago, just as Greece was falling into its worst recession in half a century, Xenia Ropayani made an important discovery in a forest of olive trees above the southern city of Kalamata.
It was an ancient healing center, but one that has not been recorded in any ancient or modern source. It's an entirely new discovery, and it tells us a lot about the ancient city that it came from.
That city, ancient Thuria, was notable enough to be referenced by Homer. Yet Aropayani, who has excavated in Greece for more than 37 years, is struggling to finance her work.
We don't have any support from the state or from the Greek Archaeological Society, so we have to get all of our support from private sources.
Those sources include a tobacco heiress and local donors from Kalamata. Aropayani, who was forced into early retirement in 2011 because of austerity measures, works without pay. It's been hard to find sponsors who have also been hit hard by the recession. But Aropayani says she's looking a few miles north to a place called Ancient Mycenae for inspiration. The Theban general Epaminondas founded Ancient Mycenae in 369 BC after defeating the Spartans. And an archaeologist named Petros Themelis began excavating here in 1986, almost exclusively with private money. Ancient Mycenae is now one of the most popular sites in Greece.
As far as I'm alive, this will be a private affair, private project. The system I follow for the fundraising is all private.
He gives me a tour of the hilly 400-acre site in a tiny red electric vehicle.
Now we shall go near to the theater and then to see the early Christian basilica.
We stop at a giant Doric stadium where the young soldiers of Mycenae were educated.
How much would you say it cost to excavate and restore that stadium?
Oh, my God. About 2.5 million euros or something like that.
That's more than $3 million. Half came from the European Union, but the rest came from bank foundations and ship owners.
They come here during the summer. They visit me here. I guide them there. They are very enthusiastic. They like my job. And then I can send them an application for money to excavate or to restore.
Themelis is also working with a resort to host tourists as archaeologists for a day. And he rents out the ancient theater here for events such as this staging of The Woman of Zakynthos by the Greek writer Dionysios Solomos. After the play, one of the visitors, olive oil exporter Yorgos Dinardakis, says he'd like to see private companies managing some of the country's 19,000 archaeological sites. But he says most Greeks don't trust the private sector.
Because they think a private company would hike up prices on admission or allow inappropriate activities, or generally disrespect the antiquities in favor of profit.
That's also the line of the Central Archaeological Council of Greece, which enforces the country's tough laws on antiquities and national ownership. But Themelis says resources are scarce and the council should loosen restrictions on private involvement.
I think it's the only way for these huge sites to live and have profit for our state. And if the site of Mycenae manages to live with its own money, then the rest of it can go to some other sites that suffer, that are very poor.
About 18 miles south, near ancient Thuria, Xenia Ropayani and I drive to one of those troubled sites together with an aging olive farmer. We stop near a row of what look like giant underground stone vaults. These are tombs, she says, tombs of the noblemen of ancient Mycenae. Archaeologists discovered the 16 tombs, which date to 1400 BC, more than 20 years ago. Arapoyani was the last person to excavate here in 2005. The farmer still owns the land. I ask her why the state hasn't purchased the land after all these years. Because there isn't any money, she says. That's why. Now the tombs are abandoned, and the olive farmer is the only one guarding them. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis.